Says the Gemara Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Right, last time we talked about the Deya of Rav, which is, we'll see, there are three Deyos of that Mintalon, Shekwatz, Shalot, Lashma. Right, we'll see next time how the Rambam passes all three of them. But Rav says, Mincha Osa Omer Shekwatz, Shalot, Lashma is Pasul Lagamri. Reish Lakish has an in between. She does says Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amar, Mincha Osa Omer Shekwatz, Shalot, Lashma, Sheira. It's perfectly kosher, but lo alo shem chova, just like kosher pshat in the Mishnah, right? Kosher lo alo shem chova. It's not knows. It's not mincha skote. Kosher lo alo shem chova. But since it wasn't alo shem chova, then it wasn't matar chadash. Since it wasn't matar chadash, then shireha ein necholin at shetovim mincha zomer keres natirena. It's kosher, but you can't eat the shirayim till you bring another proper mincha zomer, and then you're matar the chadash, and then you're allowed to eat the shirayim. Okay, now the Gemara just asked a question. Ask the Gemara, Mikra Hechi Karva. Hold on a second. What you just said is it's kosher v'lo Allah and it's treif. If it's treif, then how could you bring it at all? Mi Mashke Yisrael. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Mi Mashke Yisrael, when discussing karbonis we bring to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's really unnecessary to say Mi Mashke Yisrael in the Pasuk. I mean, literally means from like the well-watered pastures of Yisrael, like, okay, why do you have to say it's from Yisrael? It's from B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael, the ones bringing karbanos. So we darshan it to me, mina motol Yisrael, mashke Yisrael, you know, that which could be drunk by Jews or eaten by Jews, that you can only bring kosher food for a karban. If you bring trey food for a karban, that is pasul. So here, trey food, it shouldn't be pasul. So amar v'adav rava, because some Reish Lakish, ein mechoser zman lebo bayom. The first theory in Reish Lakish that he holds, ein mechoser zman lebo bayom. There's a big discussion in many places in Shas. The technically mechusar zman, if you bring a karban before something else happened, that would make it the right time. That's a problem. But ein mechusar zman lebo bayom, if it's just that day, that's not considered mechusar zman. And since you'll be matur the omer later that day, The Rashba in the back, the Yichasim L'Rashba, not in the back, only back of mine, suggests that maybe later that day means that when the day ends, Chadash becomes Mutter, regardless of what you do. But the other Mefarshim assume no. That day means that even during the daytime, because you'll bring another Omer. You're chayav to bring another Omer. You have no choice. You're chayav to bring another Omer. You have to follow the halacha. When you bring another Omer, you'll make it Mutter. Since it'll be Mutter later that day, therefore, that counts as Mashke Yisrael. It counts as kosher because it will be kosher later that day. And even though it's going to be later that day, Ein Mechoser Zman Lebo Ein Mechoser Zman Lebo Bayom. Here it gets a little subtle. The Stipler here points out in the Kilos Yaakov, in I think the third Siman in Menachos, if I recall correctly, that Ein Mechoser Zman Lebo Bayom doesn't mean that something that is fundamentally puzzle is okay if it would have been kosher later that day. Right? If I shech the carbon Pesach in the morning, we don't say it's kosher because like it'll be kosher later that day. That's pashut. But what he suggests here is that it's not that that a carbon, and here the carbon's treif, so it'll be kosher later that day, but it's treif. Just because I can fix something later that day, if I bring tevel, just because I can fix it later that day, doesn't mean that it's a kosher carbon. But he suggests that they did a mimashke Yisrael. Mimashke Yisrael doesn't mean it has to be like a chalos of kosher in the mincha or the Sachem or whatever it be at that time. Mimashke Yisrael just means it has to be something which is fit for human consumption. Why? Because it's bizoyon to bring Hashem things that are not good enough for us. We're going to bring it to Hashem. So it's bizoyon to bring Hashem things not good enough for us. So we have to bring something that's rotloy for human consumption. It says, you know what? Ein mechuzman l'yom means if something's rotloy sometime today, that counts as fit for consumption, right? If you were to ask someone, is this something good? Is this something useful? Is this something b'chavadik? Or is this something insulting? So, if I can eat it later today, that's already a b'chavadik thing.
Doesn't that get to the whole machlokas of the kamen l'havol, l'mafreil, like after the dorim, and whether it's going back, it was mutter to start with, or you're just mutter now.
Right, well, it's clearly not edible to start with, right? It's still treif until you bring the omer. When you bring the omer, like if I eat it at 10 o'clock and bring the omer at 11 o'clock, I still get malchus. But I think the point is that since it will be edible later that day, it's considered mashki Yisrael. It's something good enough for the Jews, because the Jews can eat it later today, and something which is edible later today is considered, the way the site points out, ro'oi, re'uyos, something which is useful, which is ro'oi later today, is ro'oi now. And therefore, as long as something ro'oi li'Yisrael, even though it's not something kosher, it doesn't have to be something kosher. It has to be something ro'oi li'Yisrael. It's ro'oi li'Yisrael because anything ro'oi that day is called ro'oi. That's how he understands this line in the Gemara. So ein chazman b'vayom. Therefore, since it's roi today, that's considered roi liyisrael. If it's roi liyisrael, it's mechavad de karba. Masiv rav ada brei rav yitzchak. You want to say that anything which is roi later today is already roi. Yesh ba'ofashem v'nachosh or yesh v'nachoshem ba'ofos. Sorry, I'm rich lakish. There are certain chomers in ofos versus menachos. Chomers in menachos versus ofos. Shall ofos bon binid v'shnayim umachosrei kapara v'hutrim kalisur v'kodesh nashenkem menachos. Right, the strength of ofos is that two people can join together to bring an oaf, while only one person can bring a mincha. You can have a partnership mincha. An oaf sometimes is mechusrei kapara. Mechusrei kapara here means not missing forgiveness, but who need purification, who need atonement or purification. Meaning, an oaf can be brought by people to be metar them from tumah. And in the parentheses, they added zav zava yuletis of etzora, while a mincha is never metar anyone from tumah. And an oaf, hutra mechalisum kodesh. In kodesh, there were matter something that's normally usher, which is nevela. Oaf, you do malika, right? Not shchita. Malika is normally nevela. If I were to use my thumb and cut the back, my thumbnail, cut the back of the neck, that would be nevela. And yet, the hektish is matter the nevela and makes it kosher in kachim. Ashenke menachos. Menachos don't have these three things. V'yesh menachos, shamenachos tunos kli utnufa v'agasha v'yesham tzibriku v'yachem ashenke ba'ofos. What menachos have that ofos don't is menachos need a kli. You have to put in a kli. There's no kli involved in ofos. You just hold the oaf in your hand. You malika, cut the neck with your hand, and then you squeeze or spurt out the blood with your hand. So they need a kli shareis utnufa, right? You wave certain menachos, while you don't wave any ofos. V'hagasha, you take most menachos and you, before you do the kmitza, you bring them and touch the southwest corner of the mizbeach. You never do that with an oaf. V'yeshem etzibur yachad, and etzibur brings a mincha. Interesting, partners can bring oaf, but not a mincha. Etzibur can bring a mincha. Like all the musafin, right, that we just learned on Shabbos, right? You always, tzibur brings a mincha. Tzibur never brings an oaf. Masha ain't came, but ofos, fine. Vim isa, so what's the kasha? You just said that in this case, there's this treif chadash mincha, and it's acceptable, right? It's kosher l'karban. Vim isa, vim nachos dam meshkach lo dehut mikol yishor mekodosh amayni, yu minchos ha'omer. According to you, menachos also have a case which is hutru miklal isurin bakodesh, which is minchas haomer. According to you, minchas haomer, since it's going to be roi later that day, even though it's treif, is acceptable. So we also see that something that's treif is acceptable by menachos. So how can they say it's only true by ofos and not by menachos? So the answer, no, that's not a good kasha. Came to imachos v'yom lavi surahu. That's not being good, allowing an isser to be a kosher karban. The whole point is the emuchos man bo v'yom. We don't look at it as an isser in the first place. We see it as something fundamentally ro'oi, and therefore it's not an exception to the isser. It's just saying that we don't see the isser here in the first place. Okay, now mesiv rav sheshes hiktim matan shemel matan dung yimalenu shemen v'yachsu v'yiten shemen acher. In the Metzorah has an elaborate ritual he has to do for his purification, right? He brings three karbanos. The asham is the one that's mainly involved. And he has to take from the dam ha-asham and from the shemen, the lob shemen of Metzorah, and put it on various parts of his body. So if he did the wrong thing, really you're supposed to do the dam first and then the shemen. As it says, you put the shemen al makom dam ha-asham. And he did put the shemen on his big toe and right big toe and right thumb and earlobe first, right earlobe first before the matan dam. Then yimalenu shemen, you have to refill the log of shemen. V'yatsu v'yitin shemen after matan dam. Right, it's no good if you do the matan shemen too early. It's a puzzle, and you have to redo it after the matan dam. But you have to give it from a log, so you have to refill the log. And then start, do the shemen again. Matam honos l'matan sheva. From the shemen, what are you supposed to do? From the shemen, you pour a little of the shemen, You, the Kohen, pours a little Shem in his hand. You sprinkle it seven times toward the Kodesh Kedashim. He's standing in the Azara. And he sprinkles it towards the Kodesh Kedashim seven times, and then puts on the Metzora. What if he put it on the Bohonos? Again, Bohonos includes the ear. It's just a summary phrase. It means the right thumb and the right big toe and his ear, right ear. Matan Metzora's Matan Sheva. If he put it on the Metzora's body before he sprinkled it seven times, then that's no good. Yimalenu Shemen v'yachsar v'yithim Matan Bohonos achar Matan Sheva. Then that's no good. You have to refill the log, and you have to do another set of Matan Bohonos after you sprinkle it seven times. Okay, we're not going to get into here the Shiva Betzes. You can read this two ways. You have to sprinkle it seven times again and put it on his Bohonos again, or do you already sprinkled it seven times, just put it on his Bohonos. We're not getting into that sugya now. The Amar Ein Mechusas Man, if you do want to get into that sugya, look, the Griz, the Shiva Betzes, and the Griz talks about it at length. The Amar Ein Mechusas Man Bovayom, my Yatsuri Yitam, my Yavarabit. If you'll Ein Mechusas Man Bovayom, then why would you have to do it again? What you did should be good enough. Right? Meaning, what's the problem with doing it in the wrong order? The assumption here, normally, l'chachila, you're supposed to do it in the right order. Right? Everything the Torah tells you to do in a karban, if you do it wrong, is it ma'akev? What's the rule? Shina lo kasal akev. It only says it once. It's not ma'akev, right? So you're supposed to do it the right order. You did it in the wrong order. That shouldn't be ma'akev. It should be kasher b'dieved. What's the problem? You say, I know what the problem is. The problem is b'chusher zman. If I did something wrong, it's not ma'akev. Let's say I do a mincha. It says, v'yotzikul ha-shemen. I don't pour the shemen. I have the shemen there, but I don't pour it. Let's say it says, b'lul ha-shemen. I have b'lul. I don't mix it. Okay, since it didn't say it an extra time, b'dieved, it's okay. But that's talking about, that's not a matter of timing. Over here, what's the problem? The problem is that you put the matan shemen when it wasn't time for the Matan Shemen, right? You put something before its time came. Or you did the Matan Bohonos when it wasn't time yet for the Matan Bohonos. If you did something before its time, there's a psul called Mechusar Zman. You're not allowed, if you do something before its time, then that's its own psul called Mechusar Zman. You can't, if you do something before its time, you're not Yotzi. The Torah told you to do it at a certain time. Before that time, it's not the time yet. And you don't need a shinol of a kasal la'akev. There's an independent soul called Mechusar Zman. Right? For example, if I bring an asham of Mitzor before the eighth day, then it's possible. Because it's Mechusar Zman. It's not the right time. So, if an asham Mitzor before, if I bring asham Mitzor on the seventh day of his Tara, that's possible Mechusar Zman, the Rapashat. Possible because of Mechusar Zman. So, if I bring a chatas yoledes, right, before the 41st day, or the 81st day. Pasul is pasul, because it's not. If it's not the time, that's a psul. You don't need an extra pasul to tell you it's pasul. If it's not the time, that's pasul. If it's the wrong day, it's pasul. Okay, so here also, apparently, since it's the wrong time, it's pasul, because you're only, the mitzvah of Matan Shemen is only after Matan Dam. The mitzvah of Matan Bohonos is only after Matan Sheva. But the problem is here, it's the same day. If Ein Mechusar Zman B'Vayom, then there's no problem with Mechusar Zman on that day. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You can tell me it's not the time yet. Yeah, it is the time. If it's the time that day, that should count as the time. Assuming the problem is only time. If the problem is only time, then Ein Mechusar Zman le bo bayom. And so, Amar Rapapa Shani Tzvodesibi Havaya, Domer Kazos Tia Torah Tzorah Tia Bavaya Yasate, says, no, if the only problem is Mechusar Zman, Taka Ein Mechusar Zman bo bayom. The only problem with Mechusar Zman, I would say, you do the matan, the matan, whatever, on the seventh day, that's Mechusar Zman, wrong day. But if you do it too early on the eighth day, that would be okay, because Ein Mechusar Zman b'Vayom. Here, there's a bigger problem. The problem is, there's a Mefurish Pasuk that says, those Tia Teres HaMetzora, obviously the word Tia is always extra, Tia is always a Lashon of Bava Yasa Tehei, it's a Lashon of it has to be that way, can't be different. So therefore, there's an extra puzzle to teach you that if you change the order, it's puzzle. And it's Xeris Puzzle. If you change the order, it's puzzle. That's why it's puzzle.
How does Steiner say this then?
What? This then is very easy. Because this part of the Gemara is very easy. Because it's mamish just a matter of Zman. I mean, the tricky part is this. That in... I didn't maybe give you a proper indication where he's coming from. Here, what's the problem with doing the matanos of Shemon in the wrong time? It's just that it's the wrong time. There's nothing else wrong with it. Just that it's the wrong time. The only problem is time, the Ein Mechusar Zman L'Vayom. The Steigler's problem above, which I thought was a good problem, is that the issue is not an issue of time earlier. It's an issue of Mashke Yisrael. There it wasn't just an issue of time by the Omer. There it was an issue of, there was actually a psul chefza. There's no psul chefza in the Shem at the wrong time. There the issue is that that's why the stipler had to make a chiddush, and he made a whole Torah in Mashgi Yisrael about this, which I don't want to get into, which is this part of the Gemara reads perfectly well. It's purely an issue of time. It's only an issue of time. You did it at the wrong time. So if you did it at the wrong time, Eimach Hasadon Bo Bayom, it should be kosher. But Zos Tia means it's pasul. By the Omer, it's not that you did it the wrong time. It's that it's a psul chefza. It's not Mimashki Yisrael, it's a psul chefza. A psul chefza, the chefza is pasul, then what do you mean Eimach Hasadon Bo Bayom? It's not Hasadon, it's Chazer Maisa. The chefza is pasul. And that's why the stipler had to make a chiddush. In the beginning of the Gemara, he says, how we machshir ish lach the imachos man bo bayom? The problem is not just that it's the wrong time. The problem is the wrong chefza. It's a chefza of treif instead of a chefza of kosher. And that's why you have to say, no, the problem isn't that it's a chefza of treif. The problem is that it is not roi for people to eat. And then that becomes a matter of time. So if it's roi for people to eat later, then you could see it is already roi. Okay, continuing the Gemara, Mesimra Papa, Hiktim Katas Lasham Lo Yafim Mars Vidam El Tubur Tzvazim 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 Sreifa. You're supposed to bring the Asham Mitzorah before the Chatas. That's what it says in the Psukim. Right? It says the whole ritual with the Asham and all the Dam, etc., etc. And then after it says bring the Chatas and the Ola. So what if you shechta the Chatas first? Don't think that someone could just stir the blood to make sure it doesn't congeal, and then you'll shech the asham and do all the things with the blood of the asham and do the zrika of the asham and everything, and then you go back to the chatas. Right? Don't think that, okay, just wait for the zrika of the chatas till later. No, to uber tsurasa, it has to have iber tsura, get spoiled, which most of Parshim Su means you have to leave it overnight till there's a psul of lina. You have to leave it overnight, it becomes nosar, and then takes it straight for you burn it. It's pasul gamri. So, what's the problem? The problem is, Eim Chazan Bo Bayom, it should be perfectly fine. I know it's not in the right time, because you're not really chayav to bring, it's not a mitzvah to bring chatzal to the Hashem. Okay, but it's the wrong time, but it's the same day. So that doesn't count with Chazan, that counts at the right time. So then we're asked, I'm Michael also Rapub says, doesn't this prove there's Mechuzdan Lo Yom? But why is Rapub asking? Rapub Domer Shani Hilsum Soda Tzibu Havaya. Didn't Rapub himself say that? No. You can't ask Gashmir Tzorah. Tzorah is different because it says Havaya. So that's why the order is Ma'akiv. It's not the order is not Ma'akiv. The soul is not Mechuzdan. The soul is Havaya. So why is he bringing a Kasha? El Rapub Hachashi Lidah's Kasha. Eima Hani Mili Avoda. Shkita Lav Avoda Hi. The Eim Mechuzdan Boba Yomi Achamaris Bedama. Velikar Vashem Ohadu Likar Chatas. Ah, says our Papa, Havaya is only going on Avoda. It's a Svara, that when it says those Tia, the Torah of Tzorah, that's only referring to the Avoda, not to the non-Avoda. And Shechita is not Avoda, even though we all talk about the four Avodos, Shechita and Kabbalah and Holacha and Shechita. Shechita is not Avoda. Since Shechita is not Avoda, therefore it's not Bechlal those Tia Torah of Tzorah, because those Tia is only going in the Avoda, and therefore what's the problem with Shechita? Ah, the only problem with Shechita is that it's Mechusar Zman, because there's no Tia on Shechita. The only problem with Shechita is Mechusar Zman. You can't check Mechusar Zman, and if a Mechusar Zman Bo Bayom, the Shechita should be kosher. You can't do this recap order, because Rika is Avoda, but you should just have someone stir the Dam so it doesn't congeal, do the Asham, and then do this Rika. So you'll do the Avoda in the right order, and the Shechita is the wrong, then you'll be Yotzei Zos Tia, the Shechita is the wrong word, and no big deal, Mechusar Zman Bo Bayom. And that was such a good Kasha that we rejected everything we said until now. That was such strong kashas in shchita of the chatas mitzora apostles. It must be Rish Lakish had a totally different svara. Elomar papa haynutam Rish Lakish dekasover heyuch mizrach matir. Rish Lakish's svara must be a totally different svara. It's really yesh b'chus man bo bayom. Maskana is yesh b'chus man bo bayom. So why does Rish Lakish think this minchas haomer shlosh mas kasher? Ah, because it's actually kasher from heyer mizrach. Rish Lakish holds, unlike Rav. Like Robert Shmuel, I think, which Lakshman of Yochanan hold, that Heir Mizrach is Matur, the morning of Tes Zion, is Matur Chadash with or without a Minchas HaOmer. The Rabbi Yochanan, which Lakshman of Tavaria, feels Matur Yisrael Mikdash Kayim, Heir Mizrach is Matur. Right, as they said, even the Zvan Beis Mikdash Kayim, don't say the Patriot, Heir Mizrach is Matur, right, even though that's not how we normally paskin. We paskin that in the time of Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Omer is Matur. And nowadays, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so the calendar is Matur. And there's a Machlokas, the beginning of the day or the end of the day. But Rish Lakish, Rav Yochanan held that even in the time of Beis HaMikdash, the Omer was not Matur Chadash. We always think about the Omer, no, the Korban Omer is not Matur Chadash. the day of Tesayim is Matir Chadash, and therefore, since you brought in the day of Tesayim, of course it's kosher. There's no kasha mashkir shol in the first place. Reish Lakish is blot. Okay, a few things that I want to discuss in terms of the Shakta Batarya here. Number one, the maskana seems to be that Yesh Mechosh Hashman L'Bo Bayom, right? That's clearly the maskana. The maskana is Yesh Mechosh Hashman L'Bo Bayom, right? Very pashut. We rejected the whole Mahalach of Ravad Bar Ava. Yesh Mechosh, and that's why if you shech the Chatas Mitzor before the Asham, it's puzzle, even though it's not a voda and it's not included in the drasha of Havaya, it's still puzzle because you shechted a mechusher zman, and even though it's boba yom, it's still a psul of shechting a mechusher zman. Here, Tosos brings a few. Kashas here, different types of kashas. If you look in the Rassel of Iye mechusher zman boba yom, my gachs are yitain. He says, "Losof maskina diyesh mechosman bo bayom v'tema to be yoma perikot zilo matzur chuka shlo yishanes aseder veichlosif chuka lo chashina mishane." Interesting question Tosus has. The Tosus says that in yoma they need an extra word chuka to teach you that if you do the avodas yom kippurim b'fnim out of order, it's possible. That's true, right? Mishnayos yoma talked about this. If you do the avodas b'fnim b'vigdei lav out of order, it's pasul because of chuka. So it says, hold on a second. Our Gemara assumed that out of order is pasul because of mechusar zman. So why in Yoma do they need chuka to teach you it's pasul? We should just say it's pasul because of mechusar zman. Good question. What is Tosus' answer? Tosus' answer is that there's a difference between Yoma and Mitzvah. Remember, we had Machshir and Mechaper before. Yoma is just a ritual of Kapara. A ritual of Kapara is no Mechusar Zman. It's not the wrong time. It's the wrong order, not the wrong time. Mechusar Zman is only the wrong time, not the wrong order. Yoma is the wrong order. There's no problem with Mechusar Zman in the wrong order. If it says Chukah, it's Pasul. If it doesn't say Chukah, then it's Kasher. You need Shina Lava Kasav La'akev for the wrong order. But by Mitzorah, it's a matter of time. What do we mean by that? By the Mitzorah, it's not just that you have to do the ritual in the right order. By the Mitzorah, you're Matar the Mitzorah. Every step of being Matar the Mitzorah is adding like a new level of Tara. And until he's up to that level of Tara, it's not Shaykh to be Matar him yet. Right? So, you have to put the Adam and then the Shemin. Until you put the Adam, he's not ready for the Tara of the Shemin yet. That's Mechusar Zman. He's not ready for his Tara yet. So it's not just that you're doing it in the wrong order. It's that the Cheftz is not ready. By Yom Kippur, Fibrid, Shech the Sar before the Par, I just did it in the wrong order. But by Mitzorah, if I put the Shemin before the Dam, the Gavra, the Mitzorah, wasn't ready for Tara Shemin yet. That's a problem with Mechusar Zman.
What's the Sar? Why is that not true by Kapara also, that you need to do it in the right order in order to...
Because there's no object that's changing in Yom Kippur. Yeah, up in Shemayim, we're getting Kapara, but there's no object that's changing. That's the difference. In Kippur, there's no object that's changing. That's the same thing, remember, Balahashter v'lo Hichsher versus Balachaper v'lo Kippur? One has a change in an object, halachically, and the other is just a spiritual need. So that's Tosus' answer. Yeah?
Is it like the brook that he has in the Kisuk and Purim, and like he has to have... And that each step they voted is being Machaper in his status, that's what you're saying?
Each step in the avodah is improving, is making it more tahor. Now again, I can't tell you halachically, like there's a difference in Seder Taros between each step in the avodah. I understand that. Either he goes, it's black and white. When you finish it all, he becomes tahor, and until then, he's not tahor. But nonetheless, you could say, since you're being matar, since there's a nafkamina on the mitzorah, and Yom Kippur, the nafkamina is only up in Shemayim. You're not changing the status of anyone. You're just changing our status up in Shemayim. But in Mitzorah, you're being Mitzar the Mitzorah. Therefore, the Mitzorah has to be ready for each stage of Tara. And that's called Mechusar Zman. The Psul Mechusar Zman is you do something to a Cheftza that's not ready for that thing yet.
Isn't Mitzorah called Mechusar Kippurim?
Yes, everyone who needs Tara is called Mechusar Kippurim. There's still a big difference. Remember from, right, that wasn't so long ago, was it? It was just Avdalid. It was just Rav. That balachaper v'lo kiper is okay. Balahachsher v'lo hechsher is not okay. Right? That's the difference between Mitzorah and Yom Kippur. Right? Kapara is, okay, you can be mechaper, you can not be mechaper. It's not that you need to have like a chefza that's getting kapara. By Tara, the mitzvah is being... Now, I admit this Tosos is a chiddush, right? I admit this Tosos is a chiddush.
But then there's a big problem. If that's what he's holding problem in Torah, what's the question for Michas HaOmer, which is a totally different concept? How could he even ask the same question?
Right, so what's the comparison to Michas HaOmer? So there... I'm going to admit I don't have a very sharp understanding of exactly how Minchas HaOmer and Karbonas Metzora are mamish the same thing. Because really, one is really about, seems to be about, whether this Cheftza is Mashgiach Yisrael or not. The other seems about whether it's time to do this or not. The only thing I can see them having in common is they have in common the question of whether Bo Bayom counts as Mechusar Zman or not. Had they both get to Mechusar Zman, I think they're going to take different tracks. Why is, again, by the Mitzora, you have a soul of Mechusar Zman, but by Yoma, there seems to be no soul of Mechusar Zman. So Tosfos says, that's because of Mitzora, you need the Mitzora has to be ready for Tara. While over here, there's no Cheftza that is getting a Chalos. Right? On Yoma, I know there's a spiritual Chalos, but there's no Cheftza that's getting Chalos. Can't say it's not the time yet. We're doing it out of order, but it's the time. While in Mitzora, no, the Mitzora is not ready yet.
Are you also saying that for the Mitzora, each stage builds up to the next, and therefore each one is required in order, but for Kapara, it's just the sum total of them?
Correct. But why is that? Because one is affecting someone and the other just kapara. Of course, after chukah, it's different. This is only without chukah, right? The Sfas Emes gives another very nice suggestion here. He says very pashut. What is the difference? Anyone ever read Parshas Achrimos and Parshas Metzora? They do it very close to each other. In Parshas Achrimos, how do we know there's an order? How do we know there's an order in Parshas Achrimos? This is meant to be a trivial question. No, how do we know from the Chumash that there's an order? I mean this as a dumb question, because... No. How do we know what comes first, what comes second? Yeah, the order of the Pesukim, right? Pasuk Aleph comes before Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Beis before Pasuk Gimel, like the order of the story. Right? That's how we know, because it says, like, do this, says do that, says do that, so we follow the Pesukim in order. In Parshas Metzora, how do we know the order? Just because of the order of the Pesukim? Or more than that? How do we know that you have to put the dam before the shemen? Just because the pasuk of putting dam comes before the pasuk of putting shemen? Because what did it say? Al makom dam ha'ashem. It says explicitly the shemen has to be put after the dam. Second question. How do we know by Mitzora that you have to do the matan bahonos after the matan sheva? Just because the matan bahonos are written after the matan sheva? Or something more than that? It says to me, yes, or Hashem, and Asher al Kapo, Yitain, al Tznoch, Ozim, Teher, and Yisra, Boni, Adoim, and Yisra, Boni, Adoim, and Yisra, Boni, right? Be yes, or Hashem, from the left of Hashem, after the Matan Sheva. So says Hashem is very poshut. He says, of course in Yom, we're not doing Achos Zman. That's just the Psukim are written in a certain order. That doesn't prove that there's a Zman. The Psukim are written in order. Maybe the order's Dafka, maybe it's Lav Dafka. Right? Not everything that's in a certain order in the Psukim has to be done in that order. Right? So here it's very poshut because there is no explicit, there's no explicit sivoy of Seder in the Pesukim. I know once we have Chukah, that's a different story. But by Yoma, we're never going to have mean of a Mechusar Zman. They never bring Mechusar Zman into the Sefer Yoma, because it doesn't explicitly say, do this after that, and do that after this. It just says the Pesukim in order. Pesukim in order, we don't know if they're Dafka or Lav Dafka, until it says Chukah. But by Mitzora, no, it's explicit in Psukim that Dam is before Shemen, right? It says Al Makom Dam HaAshan, and Matan Sheva is before Matan Bahonos, it says Miyetra Shemen. I think it's very brilliant. It's a great answer to Tosfos Kasha. Why do we not bring in Mechusar Zman in Yoma? Because it didn't say the Zman in the Torah. Yeah, the Pesukim are in order, but that's not always Dafka. But in Sar, it said the Zman. If it said the Zman, then we know that there's a potential psul of Mechusar Zman, not just potential. There's an actual psul of Mechusar Zman. If you do it out of order, then it's no good.
Rabbi Shuvah Medai, Makom Adam, it could be the Makom where you're supposed to put the Dam. Like in an operation, they come and they make it so they don't cut off the.
Okay, that's going a little far. I just okay that okay that might be going a little okay. I hear that might be going a little far. Although I just realized a kasha on the Sfas Emes. I just realized a big kasha on the Sfas Emes. Now that's not very useful if I say something and then realize a kasha on it. Or I'll let you think of the kasha. Fine. Okay, you think of the kasha, you'll realize why. But meanwhile, you're convinced. The Sfas Emes and the Griz both give another answer. They give another answer, and they say something a little more radical. They say, really, this whole Gemara of Mechusar Zman, they say, really, this first part of the Gemara is only in the Havmina. They say, in the Havmina, and the truth is this could rest with first, in the Havmina they think, whenever you do things in the wrong word, it's Mechusar Zman. But not Lemaskana. They say, Lemaskana, right? The Psul of Mechusar Zman, there's only a Psul of Mechusar Zman if there's a Pasuk says that the Seder is Ma'akif. Limaskana is only Psul Mechusar Zman if the Pasuk says the Seder is Ma'akif. So Limaskana is only because if it says Chukah, there's Mechusar Zman, if not, not. If it says Havaya, so Limaskana, none of the Havmiyah. Limaskana, there's only a Psul of Mechusar Zman because Tiyah, teaches that the Seder is Ma'akev. There's only a Psul of Mechusar Zman when there's a Pasuk that says the Seder is Ma'akev. Now you'll ask me, if the Pasuk says the Seder is Ma'akev, who needs the Psul of Mechusar Zman? So what's the Chiddush of Mechusar Zman? Said very Pashut. The Chiddush of Mechusar Zman is only for Shechita. Mechusar Zman is only Psul in Shechita. What do we mean by this? That since Zrika Shaloka Seder is Pasul because of Tia, right, because Tia applies to a Hoda. Once Tia teaches us that Zrika Kaloka Seder is Pasul, then Mela, also Pasul, because of Mechusar Zman. All Mechusar Zman does in the Maskan of our Sugya, in the Havmina we apply Mechusar Zman to Matan Sheva, Matan Mahomos, etc. In the Maskan, Mechusar Zman is only Pasling Shechita. He says, you know what Mechusar Zman teaches us? Once we know that the Seder of the Avodos is Ma'akev because of Tia, now you might say with Shechitas, you can do Shechita out of order. Do Shechita the Chatas out of order, because that's not Tia, it's not Avoda. The answer is no. Since you did Shechita v'chatas before you're allowed to do the Avoda v'chatas before the Hashem is possible because of Tia. But the Shechita is not possible because of Tia, because it's not Avoda. The Shechita is possible in Mechusar Zman, because you're shechting something when it's not the Zman to do the Avodos yet. And that's, in the end, Mechusar, both the Griz and the Sfas Emes right here, conclude that in the Maskana of our Gemara, not in the Havmina, in the Maskana, Mechusar Zman is only relevant when the Torah explicitly says the Seder is Ma'akif. The Torah says Seder is Ma'akev, then if you bring it out of order, it's Mechusar Zman. Why don't you look in Mechusar Zman? Isn't the Seder already Ma'akev? No, if the Seder of the Avodah is Ma'akev, then Mechusar Zman even passes Shechita, which is not an Avodah, because since you did Shechita when you weren't allowed to do Avodah yet, I shechted the Chatas Matzorah. I'm not allowed to do the Avodah yet, because of Tia. If I do Shechita when it's not time for the Avodah yet, that's called Mechusar Zman. Since we pass Miyesh Mechusar Zman Bo Bayom, it is Pasul. So in the end, we have three Deos as to when we apply the rule of Mechusar Zman. Do we apply the rule of Mechusar Zman whenever, right? When is Psul of Mechusar Zman Shayach? Tosfos says, when wherever there are psukim in order, and we're being metahir someone, then he's not ready for the tahir yet. Says the Sfasemusim. His first answer, nope, only when the psukim explicitly demand a seder. Not when the psukim are just written in order. When the psukim explicitly demand a seder, then the psul mechusar van. And according to the Sfasemusim, the Sfasemusim, the Griz, only when the seder is me'akev al pi zeres hakosov, then the psalm mechusar zman applies to doing it out of order. Oh, then what's the chiddush mechusar zman? If the seder is ma'akev, the chiddush mechusar zman is that even if you do the shechita, which is not an avoda, that's also ma'akev out of order because it's mechusar zman of the avoda.
The seder is not ma'akev according to the stances of the grids for the matan dam, the matan sheva, and the shemen.
No, the seder is ma'akev because of tia.
Oh, the tia.
Yeah, because of tia.
What about the panik says you can't eat chadash before the omer? Isn't that explicit order? Would
Mechus Zman does apply to that, right? Mechus Zman does apply. Remember, in the end, Reish Lakish is because Heir Mizrach is Matar, right? In the end, Mechus Zman, if it wasn't kosher, Mechus Zman would passel it. Okay. One other thing we won't discuss. No, the other interesting thing here, of course, is the question of Shechita not being an avoda. That should be a surprise to all of us. What do you mean Shechita is not an avoda? It looks like an avoda, right? One of the avodas, etc. Why would Chazal think Shechita is not an avoda? So, why do we think that Shechita lav avoda? So, what does Rashi say all over Shas? Because kosher is zar. Now, avoda, we need a kohen. If a zar can do it, that's not an avoda. Okay, Tosos thinks this makes sense. He just has a technical problem with it. What's the technical problem with it? In two places in Shas, the Gemara says, well, a zar is kosher in Shechita. You know why a zar is kosher in Shechita? Because Shechita lav avoda. Then it becomes funny. If we know Shechita is not avoda because a zar is kosher, then we say, why is a zar kosher because Shechita not avoda? That's sort of circular. Saying, you know why a zar is kosher? Because it's not an avoda, because a zar is kosher. That's certainly the reason. You have to say, you know why a zar is kosher? Because it's not an avoda, because of some other reason we know it's not an avoda. You normally not that I have circular reasoning. So Tosa has a technical problem with Rashi. Like, it would make sense if a zar doesn't think it's not an avoda. But it can't be, because the Gemara says, a zar is only kosher because it's not an avoda. Well, if a zar is only kosher, it's not an avoda. It's only not an avoda because a zar is kosher. Then we haven't said anything. Okay, so one is Rashi. That kosher sheira bizar. Okay, how does Tosfos try to help teach Rashi? Why is this a good reason for proving Shechita lav avoda that makes it not circular in the Gemara's in two places that he quotes from later on Daf Vav and Beis of Menachos and Daf Yudal and Beis even more explicit as Vachim. So Tosfos here and Tosfos and Yoma have two different ways of taking it. So it's sheira bizar. But what do you do to get out of these Gemaras? So you could take it in one of two different ways. Tosfos here says, it's not just that it's Kshir Bazar, it's that it's always Kshir Bazar. It's always Kshir Bazar. As opposed to some things which are, like for example, Smol. Sometimes Kosher, so sometimes you can do Halacha B'Smol on Yom Kippur, the Kohen took the Kaf in his left hand when he went to Kodesh Kedoshim, but sometimes not. Maybe there are other exceptions. Sometimes a tome is kosher and carbonot sibur is docha toma or matur toma, sometimes not, but shechita is always kshir bazar. Therefore, that's not circular. We're saying, you know why? Because they were talking about, they saying a zar is kosher in shechita because, let's just open up the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yudalad, for example. We can do the example from here also. Right, we want to say maybe any avod you absolutely need to do needs a kohen. Any avod which is optional, you can do with a zar, as Shita or Shimon said, well, Shkita is necessary, and yet that's kosher zar. That's because it's not avoda. How do we know it's not avoda? It's not avoda because it never requires a kohen. Okay, that's what Tosa says here. it's, I think there's a much better way to do it, which Tosas says elsewhere, Kshir Bazaar, but Tosas Lashon, it's not just that it's Kshir Bazaar, but Shemakom Lo Boi Kohen Meshchita, right? It is always Kshira Bazaar, always Kshira Bazaar, therefore that shows it's not Navoda. Something which never needs a Kohen is not Navoda. There's actually a much easier way, especially Lashon to Rashi there. How can you explain Rashi, just a little lavdavka? Is Shchita just Kshira Bazaar? Says Rashi in Zvachim Yadalim and Beis, and Tosfos picks up on this in Yoma, Mida Iskashru Ba Kolap Psulim. Shchita is not only Kosher Bazaar. It's the first mention of the second parak of Zvachim. It's Kosher in all the Psulim. What are all the Psulim? Sheha.
Maybe it's a Mishnah.
Yes, thank you. Yes. The beginning of the second parak. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Chulin, that's what I was thinking of. Says someplace here, does it? No, where's it quoted from? Okay, wherever the Mishnah is, the Mishnah says Shechita Kshera. And Daf Gimel maybe in Chulin, it's quoted. Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph, Lamed Aleph Amen Beis. The Mishnah says, there it is. The beginning of the third parak. Sorry. Kol Psulim Sheshachtu Shchitasan Kshera. Kol Psulim Sheshchitik Kshera Bezarim Uvenashim Avadim Vetzmeim Vafilim Kachim. All the Psulim. So I think much easier way to say Rashi is. The Kolap Sulim. And then the Gemara read very nicely. They say, why is a Zar Kashrut Shchita? Because not a vote, because everyone puzzles Kashrut Shchita. So, like, it doesn't prove anything. The Zar is Kashrut Shchita. So, one derech of understanding, how do they know it's a lot of vote? Because the Zar is Kashrut, maybe because the Zar is Kashrut across the board, or because all Psulim are Kashrut. Okay, what does the Rimi Orlean say? He takes a very different approach, says the Rimi Orlean. Tosas doesn't love Rashi. So he resolves in the Dochek. What does Rabbi Yerlin say? Why is Shkita Lavavoda?
Because it's the same in Kochim as Chulin.
Exactly. Not because we have relaxed requirements, but Lefisha Shove B'chulin V'Kochim. It's not an Avoda. All the other Akmitza is an Avoda. I never heard of Akmitza nowadays. Haktara is an Avoda. Never heard of that nowadays. Zerik is an Avoda. Never heard of that nowadays. But Kabbalah is an Avoda. We don't do that. But Shchita, we do Shchita all the time. We do the same Shchita nowadays that we did in those days. And that's what he, and then he and therefore he adds, in Kain lo mitam avoda tziva makum Shchita. The Hashem did not commit Shchita for an avoda. Rather, it's the same as called, why do we have to do Shech Kachim? We have to Shech Kachim because we have to make them kosher. That's how you kill animals, to make them kosher. Right? Shave bechulen uvekadshim velo mitam avoda siva hamakom. Right? It's not for, it's just a technical issue which you have to shecht.
When we think of Malika, then the mikdash things were different.
But Malika is an avoda. Malika is an avoda.
No, but maybe that makes the shechita an avoda.
Okay, correct. Meaning, the truth is, I'll tell you, none of the echronim agree with the reorganize. But, and you're saying, after all, Malika, we see, it's not so posh. The mikdash has its own rules. Okay, but that's what he says. He says, because...
It might look like the same.
It might look like the same, but it's really not. Okay, excellent. Let's just look at Tosos. Tosos has two other deos. Next day in Tosos, with no names, he says, V'nira lefarish, right?
Says Tosos.
Why is it not an avoda? How do they know it's not an avoda? Because the person doesn't need to be in place. In Kachim, he doesn't need to be with Safon, and in Kachim Kalim, he doesn't even need to be befnim. Even a tamei could shecht the shlamim. How could he shecht the shlamim? Just get a long sword, stand outside the Beis HaMikdash. Not a long sword, a long wooden sword. Because you don't want him to tamei it, right? So it's not a kabbal toma. And stick it inside and shecht, no problem, because the shochet eino chayav lamod bitzafon o bifnim, right? He doesn't have to be bitzafon for kachin kachin. He doesn't even have to be bifnim for kachin kachin. You might just stand outside the Beis HaMikdash and do it. So it's obviously not a voda. And then Tosafot says another, it's not clear if this is another deya or this is just enhancing that deya, right? But we darshan in Zvachim Perakhovav, the nisle v'shachat shchitasok sheira, right? So, I don't like 3.1, right? Ode. That nisle v'shachat Sheira. Nisla means he's hanging in the air. You don't have to stand on the ground to shecht. You have to stand on the ground to do Kabbalah because the Gemara says, derech sheiros. You need to do Kabbalah, derech sheiros. But you don't need to stand on the ground for Shechita. Again, it's very similar. You don't need to stay, be in the tzafon, you don't need to be bifnim, and you don't even need to be on the ground. Because the darshan, Shechita al yerech. Right, v'shachat osol yerech, the animals on the yerech hamizbeach, yerech hamizbeach being on the floor, and the shochet doesn't have to be on the yerech. Okay, now here, obviously, which daya is unlike the others? Which daya is different than the others? The rear leans, right? The rear leans is clearly different. The others are saying you don't have all the technical requirements of the guy doing it. He doesn't have to be a kosher guy. He doesn't have to stand in the right place. He doesn't have to stand normally. Right? Right? Maybe we'll even give this a 4. Nisla, you see, because since Tosafot emphasizes that Derech Sheiros, maybe the point is not just that he doesn't need the Kedusha of the floor. He doesn't even need to stand normally, like a Derech, right? He can stand in a weird Derech. That's okay. There's no requirements on the guy. That 1, 3, and 4 are in the same general direction. There's one, no requirements on the guy. 2 is saying something very different, which is that we know that it's for a different purpose, not for this purpose. And here, we can really have a chakira, even though the achronim, they didn't love this chakira because they really didn't like the rear leans. They thought it was too radical. But yesh lachkor in shchitas kadshim. So is it a din bekadshim, just not a voda? Or, no, is it midin Shechitas Chulin. No, it's just that you need to shecht everything. You need shecht Chulin, so you also need shecht Kachim. And this is the Rimer Leans. This is the Rimer Leans. And this is all the other deos. They say, no, don't be so radical. It just has less requirements. It has less requirements, but it's still part of the ritual of Kachim. While the Rimer Leans say, no, it's only within Chulin. Okay? Achronim, you have a lot of kasha. The main kasha they ask on the Rimer Leans is that if you shecht Chulin without Kavan, it's kosher. But if you shecht kachim without kavan, it's pasul. So doesn't that show that it's not from the regular din of shechita chulin? So could be that's a disprove. There are other din. This is the strongest disproof of the rear leans. It could be that disprove the rear leans. Maybe he's dead wrong, or you could say no. Even though it's din shechita chulin, everything you do in kachim needs to have everything you do in kachim needs to have a little more kavana. It doesn't mean that there's no separate mitzvah shechita kachim. Just means the mitzvah shchitas kachim for the same reason you shecht chulin, just to make the animal kosher. Just to make the animal kosher. But it could be that making animal kosher in kachim is more chumra than making the animal kosher in chulin, meaning it's just to make the animal kosher. Now, what this may tie into, a famous machlokas in Chumash between Rashi and the Ramban, right? Maybe we're familiar with this machlokas. How do we know the rules of shchita? Because it says, ki yirchak mucha makom. Right, if you don't bring a bonus, avach mitzoncha, mimkarcha mitzoncha, kasher tzivisicha. Like I commanded you. Where did Hashem command us? Zavachta, notice, what does the word zoveach mean? Zoveach just means to kill something. It doesn't tell us at all how we're supposed to kill it. So I don't know, maybe you should like kill it like the goyim kill. I don't even know what they do. I think they shoot a bolt in its head or something. That's also considered zvicha. How do we know zvicha means our type of slaughter? So that's machlok, is Rashi Norban. What does Rashi say? What does the Ramban say? Ramban says kasher tzivisicha in Parshas Vayikra. What is it saying Parshas Vayikra?
V'shachat is ben makor Hashem lifnei Hashem. V'shachat, v'shachat, v'shachat. Talks all over about shechting. And there are drushos and shas that tell us exactly where that shechting has to be and how that shechting is, etc. How do we know that v'shachat means in the neck? Ah, so we dash with the word shachat, that there's a remez there that means in the neck. So the Ramban says, what should you do? You should shech just like a kamenim and kudshim. Now, this could just be a very technical machlokas, whether it's from Torah Shabbat or Torah Shabbat Peh. But it's interesting that Rashi seems to say, ah, you know where Hashem commands us to shech kulin? Halacha must be Sinai. Nothing to say for Vayikra. Well, the Ramban says, no, Hashem's saying, do the same kind of shtita I told you there, do here also. The Ramban seems to be equating shkitas kachim and shkitas kulin. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean when we shech kulin, we're really doing kachim and we're really needing the karban?
No,
hard to imagine.
No,
that's not the simple shot. The simple shot might be, yeah, when I told you Chef Kutchim, I just told you Chef Kutchim to make it kosher. That's how you kill kosher animals. So now you can do that in Kulin also. Just don't do all the avoda, you know, don't do the carbon parts, but still do the shkita parts. So
vis-a-vis the Mishkan, there was no difference if you just focus in on that and don't think in terms of Beis HaMikdash. Which
Shkita's Kulin
is there?
No, this Pasuk is talking about Kiyur Chak Menem Chakam when you come to Eretz Yisrael. So you might say, in terms of Kasher Tzivisicha, I think if it's a Din and Kachim, then for sure you would go with Rashi, Halacha Moshe Misinai, meaning there's no connection between Kulin and Kachim. If you go with the Ramban, you don't know how far to take it. The Ramban could just be saying it's a technical drasha. He doesn't have to be saying it every year. The Ramban could also be saying Shechit and Kulin and Kachim are not connected. It's just a technical comparison. But I would say maybe the Ramban Kasher Tzivisicha the Kachim. Again, if the Ramban just means the dumb comparison, not Lundish, you should know it's the same Maisa. Then it doesn't have to be anything. But if the Ramban means, no, like I command you in Kachim, after all, I show you, you know Shechita already. You thought that Shechita, maybe we thought that Shechita was part of the ritual of Kachim. No, the Shechita of Kachim is just because you have to shech the animals. Before you eat them, you have to shech the animal before the Mizbeach eats them as well. in which case, maybe this would go with Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi, Lashitase, clearly would work well. Because Rashi's not the Rimi Orleans, right? And Rashi in a few places in Shas really clearly doesn't fit with the Rimi Orleans. Rashi worked Lishitase. Again, I admit it's a weak Lishitase because the Ramban has no connection per se with the Rimi Orleans, and even more so because it could be that the Rashi and Ramban's machlok is just technical. They both Rishitas, Chulin and Kachin have nothing to do with each other. They just argue whether Kulin is learned from Lachon, which should be Sinai, is not to do with Kachim, or Kulin is learned from Kachim, but that doesn't mean it has anything to do with it. It's just learned from there. But if you assume there's something behind their machlokas, Rashi has Shechita earlier in the Torah and doesn't draw on it, instead goes to Lachon, which should be Sinai, and the Ramban makes the connection, and then that could tie into this machlokas. Ellie.
Isn't this the Chitos of the Krok, going in the opposite direction? Meaning Shechita's Kulin is meaning Shechita's Kachim?
Look, if you want to, you can take this Ramban in a very different direction. Every time we shech kulin nowadays, we really have some aspect of kachim to it, etc., etc. The reason I'm reluctant to take it that way is for two reasons. A, because, you know, I don't want to get into shechut echutz, b'chayv karis. But B, more so, because I'm just not sure misvara. Like, is it really true that when I shech the cow to eat it nowadays, there's some element of hakrava there? I don't think so. I think it just makes it kosher. What?
So what's the Pasuk saying?
According to Rashi, the Pasuk saying, if you're too far to eat Shlamim, instead eat Chulim, which are totally different, and do some totally different kind of Shechita, which just happens to look the same. And the Ramban is saying, if you're too far away to eat Kachim, then one of those rules of Kachim is just about making meat kosher. So just do that rule, not the other rules.
Real Orleans, where does it get Shechita by an
Ofer? What?
Where does Shechita from Ofer show up from?
So that's a great question. So you might say, because the Torah says by the Torah of Tyre, which has to do with the Velos, those Torahs have Behemoth, Oph is half Hekesh to Behemoth, half Hekesh to the other side, so therefore you need to check half as much Behemoth. He would say another Drasha. After all, Mela, where do you get from Oph? Even Rashi, Zavach, Mitzom, Chom, Kor, Chashet, Visicha. Oh, I guess you could say Chashet, Visicha, Lachom, which we've seen, I had Oph. Just not reference here. Okay, the other, yes.
Sorry, in their Rishonim, the general polemic of Torah Shabbat, one of them is this positive. If you say that this fits in also on Rashi's side, and let's say the Kuzari, I think, brings this proof as well.
You're right. According to Ramban, this is not a valid polemic in favor of Torah Shabbat Peh.
Why?
But I'm what?
Even according to Ramban, you don't know what those halachos are to say Torah Shabbat
Peh. Yeah, but then it's going back to Vayikra, like you don't know what Shechita meant to Vayikra, and then it's like everything else in the Torah. We know what it is, we're just not sure the exact details, and then it's not really as good. Because with Shechita, we know what Shechita means, we just don't know the exact details. I don't think Rashi chose this shot here because he was on a polemic to prove that you need Torah Shabbat Peh, because that doesn't seem to be a concern for Rashi, unlike other philosophers. But you're right, according to the Ramban, that's not a time. That's okay, I believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, even if you subtract one proof. I mean, you subtract a lot of proofs, so I'm still okay. The big machlokes about Shechita, which really is deeper than we can deal with now, is, I just gave you one tosos, is klisharis. The Shechita need a klisharis. Generally, avoda needs a klisharis, right? Klisharis has to be hektish, etc. So the shechita knife needs to be a klisharis. And here we have very different evidence. Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted all over Shas and every Tosafot in Shas, holds you don't need a klisharis for shechita. You seem to need a kli, because it says vayikach samacheles l'shchotes b'no. From here we see you need a kli for shechita. And the Gemara learns from there in the Doros as well. So you seem to, do you need a klisharis for shechita? So you just bring any knife, or does the knife need to be hektish and maybe nimshach? It was nimshach in the days of the Mishkan, or at least it, hektish and avodasim achan chaso. That's big enough gemina. Can you bring your own knife or not? So Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted all over Shas, says you don't need a klisharis. And he brought a few rayas. One of his rayas, which Tosos had many explanations why it's not so good, is beginning with Zevakoman, right? Shechita san batzafon, v'kibul daman, v'chli shares batzafon. Why say Kabbalah v'kli shares? It doesn't say Shechita v'kli shares. Prove Shechita doesn't need v'kli shares. His other big raya was Chulin Daf Gimel. You could use a reed, a sharpened reed, to shecht kachim. In general, a tomei guy can shecht kachim. The tomei guy has to use true to kli eitz. But kli shares have to be made of metal. That shows that, not out of eights, that shows you need klisharis. Then he had many other rayas as well, such as the Gemara that says everyone brought their own knife to shecht the Karban Pesach. If they brought their own knife, it's not a klisharis. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says you don't need a klisharis. Mainstream Bali Tosos disagree with him. And they say, no, you really do need a klisharis. Why didn't it say klisharis in the Mishnah? Well, come on, okay. Lots of reasons why it didn't say that. How about the wood? Okay, that's the mandamar. There's a mandamar. You can make klisharis out of wood. How about everyone bring their own knife? Everyone brought their own knife and donated it to Beis HaMikdash and made it a klisharis. So this is a big machlokes. Do you need a klisharis or not? And why is Tosfos convinced that you need a klisharis? Tosfos is convinced that you need a klisharis because the Gemara in Sota says that the knife in Shechita is mekadesh the dam. What do you mean mekadesh the dam? The dam is already kadosh, right? It's already hektish. But just like by Menachos, it's already hektish. But you need kiddush komets bakli to make the komets more hektish than everything else because it's going on the mizbeach. And it's going to be the matir that's going on the mizbeach. Likewise, the blood, it's already hektish. You're matish elsi the cow. But now you need to make it more kadosh by the shechita. And therefore, if the sakin is mekadesh, therefore it must be klisharis. Because only klisharis are mekadeshim. Jonathan has a quizzical look on his face because he says to me,
why is the Kabbalah?
Yeah, okay. Hold that thought. Okay, great. So, klisharis here is, I think Rabbeinu Ephraim works very well. Now, you could say this is a technical question about the nature of klisharis, if you wish. But on a simple level, it makes sense. Something that, whether or not you call it an avoda, something that's a din of bringing a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash should need a klisharis. Something that is just like a technical requirement to make something kosher, why should it need a klisharis? As long as you make it kosher, that's good enough. So this works very well for Rabbeinu Ephraim, that lo ba'ina in klisharis. You don't need a klisharis for shechita. And the Rambam goes even further. The Rambam has a funny psak. He says, l'chachili you need a klisharis. But b'di'evet, and I assume l'chachila, that you first, b'di'evet is the ikra din, then you have to explain the l'chachila. B'di'evet, you don't need a klisharis. It sounds like you might not even need a kli, which would be radical, but you certainly don't need a klisharis. That's before the Rambam. That you don't need a klisharis.
the Rambam. You don't need it from Sharis, at least b'di'evet. So if you don't need, but Rabbi Ephraim is better because he says even l'chachila you don't need the sharis, right? So we'll put in parentheses the Rambam b'di'evet. But he says, but Rabbi Ephraim says even l'chachila you don't need the sharis. She tells him about cell phone. What do you need the sharis for? So that makes a lot of sense. If it just be din shkita schoolin, then why do you need the sharis? However, if you the main Shibali Tosos, the other Bali Tosos, says no. But you need a klisharis. You need a klisharis. So that makes sense. If it really is an avoda that is being Mekadish the Dam. Mekadish the Dam has nothing to do with Chulin, right? If it really is a way to be Mekadish something, if the point is really, you're being Mekadish something, that clearly has nothing to do with Chulin. Chulin, you're not being Mekadish anything. What?
Being Mekadish the Dam avoda?
Being Mekadish is for sure not an avoda. Let me ask you a simple question. Menachos, what do you do before Kmitza? What? You have to be Mekadish the Mincha and a Klisharis before the Kmitza. You have to put the Mincha into a Klisharis and Mekadish it before Kmitza. If I just say this flour and oil is hektish, it's hektish, but I can be poda it. It's hektish, I can be poda it. Until I put in a Klisharis, now it becomes Kedushas HaGuf, when I put in a Klisharis, it can't be Nifta anymore, and then it's ready for Kmitza. That's not an avoda of Mekadosh something, but it's clearly a special ritual of the Mekdash. It's really a special need of Kachin. So, be'in a Klisharis, and what we're really saying is, what is the point of Shechita? What is the point of Shechita? For the point of Shechita is very, very clear. The point of Shechita is to be Mekadosh. That's why Tosfos rejects Rabbeinu Ephraim. He says that the Gemara says in Sota, Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, someplace.
Looking for the Rashi.
What? No, I'm looking for the Tosos. Why he rejects Rabbeinu Ephraim? Here he says, "Mashma de Sakin Mekadish Leiladam." Right, and sak is a limb of klisharis because it's mekadish even without a toch. Because the point is to be mekadish. The point is to be mekadish. Right? What's the tafkid? The tafkid is hashchita lekadish hadam. It's be mekadish. The shchita is mekadish. Okay, Rashi says a little differently a little later in our perek. On Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi says Shechita is like Kmitza, and he says, "What's the point of Shechita?" I will just read it to you. He says, "Komets domi l'shochet zeh notel mafresh chelik avoa mechelik kohanim." Shechita and Kmitza are the same idea. You're taking out the chelik avoa, taking out the komets from the shrine, taking out the dam, right? Or as Rashi says, right? Rashi in Menachos Yud Gimel and other places, says, right, Lehafrid Chelek Gavoa. What's the point of Shechita? The point of Shechita is to get out the Dam, to Mekadish the Dam, to take out the Dam and make it special for Zrika. That's clearly a unique Kachim thing. Call it Avoda, don't call it Avoda. It's clearly something very unique to Kachim. And it's not through Shechita Schulin, you don't want to do anything with the Dam. Right? If I sheft a cow or a sheep or a goat in Chulin, I don't do anything with the dam. And as a matter of fact, if I do anything with the dam, it might be an Issur Rabbanim because it'll look like Avodah Zarah or Shkut Echotz or something. For Rabbeinu Ephraim, it could very well be. Now, again, you could take Rabbeinu Ephraim and say, no, he has nothing to do with the Rimi Orleans. He just holds, you can be Mekadish and take out the dam without Klisharis. It's a technical rule. You don't need klisharis for everything. But the simpler Ephraim says, no, is the tafkid hashchita who lehachshir habasar. Right? That's the point of shchita. Obviously the dam comes out in shchita. obviously the dam comes out. And obviously you need the dam to come out. But that's not the point of the shchita. That's a side effect of shchita, the dam comes out. And obviously, what's mekadosh the dam? The Kabbalah, that's why we have Kabbalah to be Mekadosh the Dam.
We have Kabbalah to be Mekadosh the Dam. You don't need Shechita to Mekadosh the Dam. And this all, the Gemara in Sotah says something funny. It says, well, even though the Shechita is Mekadosh the Dam, the Kabbalah, you need Kabbalah to Mekadosh the Dam. And basically, you would take that in two ways. One way is, Tosfos says, the Shechita is Mekadosh the Dam on one Madriga of Kedusha. And then you think about a higher Madriga of Kedusha. I think the way the Reb Meir Leans would take it is that you could take it in different ways, but what the Rambam would say is, L'chathila use a klisharis and maybe also be Mekadosh the Dam. It's a nice fringe benefit. And even if you were also, Mekadosh the Dam in Shechita, you have to do it again in Kabbalah. But it's optional. It doesn't mean you the point of Shechita is Mekadosh the Dam. Even if you happen to be Mekadosh the Dam in Shechita, you happen to use a klisharis, and it happens to touch the Dam, and happens to make it Kadosh. Or maybe it just means that it was Kadosh from beforehand. But the Iker Kiddush is Kabbalah. The real Mekadosh the Dam is Kabbalah. And that's really, the Machlokas here, is the real Mekadosh the Dam is Kabbalah. Shechita is just some optional extra step if you want. Or is the real Mekadosh the Dam is Shechita, just there are two levels of Kedusha and Dam. It gets Kedusha through Shechita and gets Kedusha through Kabbalah. Okay, so this is a very fundamental Machlokas.
Could you understand River Fry? He never says what happens afterwards. It could be that you don't need a Klisharis, but he holds that the tafkid is machshir it, and it becomes a klisharis when you use it. No one says afterwards it's not a klisharis.
No. He clearly assumes that you take the knife home with you and it's not a klisharis, and he clearly assumes that even if it's wood and you can't make it a klisharis, even midaraisa, it's okay. No, he doesn't. He doesn't mean it doesn't have to start a klisharis in Abu Dasim Chancha. So he means it doesn't have to end a klisharis. Okay, I thought this may also tie. So here we have two very, very different conceptions of what Shechita was all about. The minority conception of the Reb Meir Leans, that it's just Lahashtar Abbasar, which we tied into maybe the Ramban. Again, I'm not promising that anyone holds like the Reb Meir Leans. He's Mamish, a minority Shita. But maybe the Ramban, who says, Midoraisa, the Torah compares Shechita to Kulin, Shechita to Kachin, teaches the same idea. And the Reb Meir Fang, you don't need a Klisharis. Could be the Ramban says, L'chachila, if you use a Klisharis, you could also be Kaddish the Dam an extra time. That's very nice, but that's not essential. That's not necessary. That's not a requirement. That's like a nice fringe benefit. And I thought this also might just tie in to the two deus in this funny short Tosos. Not funny. Interesting. Short Tosos in the Testament Aleph in Menachos, which the Gemara there says, whenever you don't need a Kohen, you don't need Bifnim. So Tosos asks, does the Shechita need Bifnim? Not the guy. The guy doesn't need to be Bifnim. The Shochet. The animal needs to be Bifnim. So Tosos asks, 2 days, why the animal needs to be Bifnim? He says, V'yesh lomar d'shani has mishum kabbalah. The animal only needs to be bifnim because you have to do the kabbalah bifnim. Now, this is a very difficult line in Tosos, like, because it's not enough for the neck to be bifnim. The legs also have to be bifnim. Somehow you could say the legs need to be bifnim because since all the dam is coming from all the body and you're about to do kabbalah, it all needs to be kosher for kabbalah. Or he says, the second answer is, inam ishikim yinei davin. No, when it comes to Shechita and Mizvachim, then we're a mach, we always need Bifnim. So it sounds like Tosfos says 2 days. So why does the animal need to be Bifnim? Only because you're about to do Kabbalah? Or the Shechita itself needs to be Bifnim? Because this is serious business, a real Zevach with Damin. So those 2 days will work very well for the Reb Meir Leans and the other day in Tosfos, right? Lama Amra Torah Sheha Sheha Karban Sheha Karban Bifnim Bisha Shechita. Why did the Karban have to be Bifnim? I know the Shochet doesn't. Why does even the Karban have to be Bifnim? One day is only because of the Kabbalah. That works well for the Reb Meir Leans. Well, yeah, the Shechita is not really terribly significant. But since you're about to, the Kabbalah needs to be Roy the Kabbalah, so it needs to be Bifnim. So this is that one day in Tosfos, right? What's his lashon? Two word lashon, right? Mishum Kabbalah, right? Not the same answer as Alpi Kabbalah. Mishum Kabbalah. The other day in Tosfos is Tosfos. Day of Bays. No. Bimine Damin, in things that have blood. Beinan Pnim. No, the mine damin, as opposed to the mincha, in mine damin, then all the avodas need pnim, even the ones done by a zar need pnim, because
everything you do that involves the blood is more serious, even if a czar does it. Hey, you're going to touch the blood. You're separating out the blood. That's more serious. Even if a czar does it, that's serious. Then it needs to be b'fnim. Everything needs to be b'fnim at that point. So that could also be totally in the Schakira. So here we have two very different ways of understanding Shechita. Let's just summarize for a moment. The Rimi Orleans way, that it's really just Lahachshir HaBasar. Obviously the Dam also comes out, but that's not the essential nature of Shechita. That's just a side effect. And obviously, like the Gemara says, you need to cut the veins, or the arteries, and make sure the Dam comes out and cut him. Yeah, but that's not part of the Kiyum of Shechita. Kiyum of Shechita is Shnayim or Rov Shnayim. Kiyum Shechita is the Kana and the Veshet. That's Kiyum Shechita. You also need to get out blood or else you'll technically be stuck. But that's not the Kiyum of Shechita. Versus the mainstream Deya, no, this is Shechita. It happens to look similar to Shechita's Kulin. Maybe it happens to be nice that we also Machshir the Basar. Although, as Aaron points out, it wasn't necessary by Oph Malikos. It's not really even necessary to Machshir the Basar. Whatever the Torah says to do, we can eat it just based on the Dinin Kutchin. The real point of Shechita is to get out the Dam and... to get out the dam and be mekadesh the dam so that we can be zorik it on the mizbeach. The actual meiser shechita is tricky. On the one hand, you need to shech the kana and the veshet, which, you know, the dam doesn't come from there, the dam comes from the arteries. On the other hand, you need to shech the arteries. Okay, so the Rebbe needs to say, you're shech the kana and the veshet to make it kosher. Shechting the arteries is not part of shechita. That's just something you also should do because just practically you'll be stuck. While the mainstream is also saying, no, the ikker is to shech the arteries and get out the dam. But the dam has to be dam ha-nefesh, not dam maka. For dam ha-nefesh, it has to be dead when it... So therefore, you have to shech the kana nefesh to make it dead, to make it dam nefesh. But it's just to get out the dam. The only reason you kill the animal is the dam will be dam nefesh. Okay.
I don't understand one thing. That if to the tzad, that it's not... That you don't... That the shechita does not really need klisharei. Why then... Is a czar allowed to be shochet? If any of the utensils at all...
Who says a czar can't use a klisharis?
Oh, he can?
I don't understand. Kiddush mincha b'kli. Let's remember. Hopefully we have our... maybe I should have said at the beginning of the first year, how do you bring a mincha? Okay, open up to 14 Farak of Meister Gabbanus. Make sure you know how to bring a mincha. Mir Shem Heirav Yameinu. The Arva Lashem Minchas Yudu Rishalayim. So, how do you bring a mincha? First, the czar brings it from his house. And he takes the mincha, and Yotzei Bolel does all the things, and puts it in the klisharis to make it kadosh.
At home?
No. Puts it in the klisharis to make some mikdash to make it kadosh. Uh-huh. And then gives it to the kohen to do kmitza. Uh-huh. Okay, so what do we see from here? That a czar can be makdash something with the klisharis, as long as it's not an avoda. Kmitza me'eloch is avoda. Before kmitza is not an avoda. That, the czar has perfect ability to make kadosh something. That is it's a known fact that a czar can be makdash something. That doesn't bother anyone. Okay, let me just point out, so what is the status of Shechita then? For the Rimi Orleans, you understand very well what Shechita Lav Avoda means. What does it mean, Shechita Lav Avoda? It means that it's something which happens to be needed for a technical reason, but it's not a Din and Kutchim, it's a Din and Chulin. Okay, so then it's obviously not an Avoda. You know, even if you want to say, the Beis HaLevi says, the Rimi Orleans, he admits it's a special mitzvah to Shecht Karbanos.
Yes.
But it's a special mitzvah to Shecht Karbanos, because you need shechita for all animals, so it's a special mitzvah to make this korban a kosher animal. But it's midin just hachsharis habasar. If you understand that it's really midin, no, kiddush dam, then, or even, you know, a lahafrit chelik avoa, then what makes it not an avoda? Then what makes it not an avoda, after all, isn't the point of shechita to... be makar of something to Hashem? So the answer is, yes, there's a lot of things. The point is to add Kedushin, to bring something closer to Akrova, to Hashem, but they're not all called Avoda. Some of them are called Avoda, some of them are not called Avoda. What's ultimately the difference? So if you look here, every Achron has their own formulation, but they're all saying the same thing in different words. There are some, well, or almost, that the difference is that there are some Avodos where The Maisa Avoda itself is a Sheiros of Hashem. The Maisa Avoda itself is a way of being Ovid Hashem. And there's some Avodas where you need the result of that Avoda in order to have your Karban be Nikrav to Hashem, but the Maisa itself
is not significant. Okay, ma'isa totzach akira. So k'mitza is an avoda. Shchita is not an avoda because the k'mitza, the ma'isa itself, is a significant act of service. In shchita, the ma'isa itself is not the act of service. It's just the result which is necessary to give a tosefes kedusha. I think there's a nice formulation that if you look in Daf Kof Tesem and Aleph for Masechet, when it's talking about Kohani Avodah Zarah, right under the Mishnah, under the second Mishnah, Amar Yehuda, Kohen Sheshachal Avodah Zarah Kohen Lechoach. A Kohen who served Avodah Zarah is possible forever. But a Kohen who only shechted for Avodah Zarah, he can still serve in the Mikdash. Amar Yizmar Vimaikra, Yanashir Yisharso of something you lay by your Lebech Shalom Echshal Avod. Al Kain, Asasi Yadiyalei Nu Hashem Lokim, and also Avona. Since they were Mishari Avodah Zarah, therefore they can never come to the base of Mikdash. You have a Sheiros in, Shechita Lav Sheiros Hu, that's the idea of Sheiros. Shechita is not Sheiros. Right? Sheiros means there's value in the Etzem HaAvodah, there's importance in the Etzem Maisa HaAvodah, that you're Mishari Hashem, regardless of what you accomplish. So I think that Lav HaAvodah means the Totsa'ah is a Totsa'ah of Hakrava. But the mice itself is not significant, and that's really what all the Dayton Toast are saying. Who does it is not important. What's important is just that it's done. Where you stand and how you stand is not important. What's important is just that the animal be in the right place. The animal has to be in the right place, meaning damim. Since the dam is coming out, the animal has to be in the right place, because the totsah is the totsah of hakrava. But the mice is not important. It's only totsah that's important, and that's why it doesn't matter if you're hanging from the air upside down. It doesn't matter if you're standing outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's not you that's important. It's the result that's important. And I think that's what he means by just what does Lav Avoda he mean? Let me just give him 1 second. What does it mean? Lav Avoda equals not a din of Kachim, but just a general din that you happen to do by Kachim. Very different than everything else just better than Kachim. Here I think Lav Avoda, or Lav Sheiros in the Lashon and Daf Kof Tesem Aleph, means that the Totsa'a is is part of the process of Hakrava, but the Maisa itself is not a Sheiros. The Maisa itself is not a... Now, is not a Sheiros. How do we know? We know because you can do it in all these weird ways. We're not mocking on who does the Maisa and how he does it. Right? Which means that you who are doing it, you're not doing Sheiros of Hashem. You're just doing a technical requirement. However, the result and the purpose of this is clearly to achieve Kedusha and bring it closer to Akrava and not just to make it kosher like a Chul. And that's the difference between the Rimurlins and everyone else. Ellie.
Taking the Rabbi Reprise project of the Rimurlins, I didn't understand, like, Sifas Lasso and something like that. I mean, getting away from the Tosfos, meaning, what's the question is strange in the first place. Clearly, there needs to be some connection between the Heikal Mikdash and the Shchita itself.
You mean Shlomen, the Nishkatu Kodem, Shiniftu Adalsos Heikal, or Puzzle? After all, according to Rio Lins, you have many kashas all over Shas. There seem to be a lot of rules of Shchita. But.
No, but I'm saying, even according to Tosfos, who says that it's.
No, the answer is because the Kedusha that is being created as a result of the Shechita can only be created when the Dalsos Heichel are Psuchos. The Tosos say they could, the Niftul Dalsos Heichel is not a requirement of the Maisa Shechita, it's a requirement of the Tzav Shechita. The Kedusha that comes as a result of Shechita can only come if the Dalsos Heichel are Psuchos.
Why does Shlomo have to be
Bifnim? Because it is getting a kedusha as the result of the shechita, and therefore it needs to be bifnim. It is becoming more of a karban based on the shechita. Since it's becoming more of a karban, it needs to be bifnim. What are you doing? You're basically taking the nefesh of this behema and be makdish that in the dam to be nikrav to Hashem through the shechita. That's the totsah. So the animal needs to be bifnim in order for it to for its nefesh to be nikdash to come before it, bifnei Hashem. Right, meaning, remember, the komets is azkara. The komets represents the shirayim. The dam represents the whole animal, right? That's why it's the dam nefesh, ki adam benefesh chaper. So the dam represents the whole animal. Then the animal needs to be bifnim in order for its dam to be kadosh lahakrava. That doesn't... yes?
According to what you say, Rishita Lava Gudai, why not say it also by kmitza? I do knitz in order to have komets, which I can machter on.
But since we see that knitz needs kahuna, and therefore we intuit that it must be that there's something different. It must be that the kmitza is already a maisa shebrus. And if you think about it, here's the tricky part. If you think about it, it's not so crazy because the according to what we just said here, you're mekadesh the dam twice. Shout out the Gemara and Sota. Once the shechit is mekadesh the dam, and then the Kabbalah gives it its real kadu. No, I take that back. Okay, let me say just a little better that there's one, you just have to say that's, for some reason, in the divine wisdom, kmitza is more of a sheros than shechita. Even though there is another option to say why it's called lavavoda, which I, okay, I don't remember where I saw it. You could say, just give me one second, you could say something that's actually nice. The difference between kmitza and avot and shechita is that shechita is done when does... Okay, the Achronim invent a phrase. They call it kedushas karban. When something is not just hekdish, but is already too late for pidyon, and is already nifsal bitful yom and nifsal belina. You know, when something goes into a higher level of kedusha, which you can't be poded anymore, and it's possible belina if it stays overnight... And it's possible if it's full yom or mechus before and touches it. When does that happen? In an animal that happens b'shas shechita. In a mincha that happens b'shas kiddush kli. Remember, kiddush kli, not kiddush komets b'kli. Kiddush the whole mincha b'kli. Then you do kmitza, then you kaddish the komets b'kli. So interestingly, you could say that that may be another way of understanding lav avoda. It's not necessarily the maisa is not important, but that there's different stages. There's pre-avoda and there's avoda. Even though it's not so simple, until it gets its kedushas karban, whatever you do is not avoda. After kedushas karban, it's avoda. Kmitza is done after it gets kedushas karban, after readiness kaddish b'kli. Therefore, it's avoda. Shechita is done before kedushas karban. It only gets the kedusha at the end of shechita, right? At the sof shechita. So, if you want to say no, alternatively, if you want to say, you could say, alternatively, and if then, what's the advantage of this? I don't have to say just inscrutable divine wisdom why kmitza is more of a sheiros than shechita. Alternatively, lav avoda means no, it is a maisa of... of hakravas karbanos, but the cheftza is not a karban yet. And the raya is equals nifteh. It's still nifteh. It's still eino nifsol. The lina uvet vulyom umechoser kipurim. Meaning if it's touched by someone who's only tummy for kachim. Now, of course, a live animal is not nifsal by tolyom chosim kipurim, but it's not nifsal belina. Right? So you could say that, by menachos, everything's in avoda. Because it's already his kedushas karban. It was already his kadosh b'kli shareis. Now, if it stays overnight, it's possible. If a mechosim kipurim tolyom touches it, it's possible. It's not bar pidyon. While an animal, at the time you do shechita, no, you can still be poded in the middle of shechita. Until you finish shechita, you can be poded. Until you finish shechita, it's not nifsal, but till yom kippur.
The behemoth has
kedusha the guf, but it's not a karban.
The
behemoth, if it has a mum, you can be poded.
If it doesn't have a mum,
okay. Okay, but if it has a mum, you can be poded. If it, but theoretically, you can be poded if it has a mum, right? A mincha, even if it gets a mum, you can't be poded once it's kaddish b'kli. So that's why I said the Achronim invented Kedushas Karban. In the Gemara, you have Kedushas Guf and Kedushas Damim. A mincha is Kedushas Guf as soon as you buy flour, and an animal is Kedushas Guf as soon as you say, I'll see the cow. But there's something called Kedushas Karban, and why? Because the Mishnayos and Ilah say, at what stage it goes through every single thing? At what stage is it Nifsal, Belina, Mechosu, Yiparim, Vitul Yom? And at what stage is it not Bar Pidyon anymore, even if it has a mum? You're right, even if it has a mum. So you could say that what Lav Avoda just means is we see from here that it's lav avoda, not necessarily the maisa is not as significant. Maybe the maisa is significant, although it's still, the Gemara calls it not sheiros in Daf Kuf Tesem and Aleph.
Unless you want to say Shaderish just means the Chefetz is already Nikdash, but that's a little bizarre. Okay, if you want, alternatively, you could take it as Lav Avoda means the Chefetz is not a Chefetz of Karbon, so therefore it's not called Avoda. Or you could say, no, it's not Avoda because the Mice is not important. How do we know the Mice of Knitz is important, the Mice of Shkita is not important only until Tzayas? The answer is we don't know. We're only Medayik it for the fact that the Torah has relaxed. How do they explain according to the other Rishon? I think they would explain that the way you do the Maisa is not significant, but you have to have Kavanas Kiddush. You have to have Kavana to be Mekadish. That the Kavana is going into the Totsal. You only create the Totsal with your Kavana.
In effect, the fact that the Kiddush comes at the end of the Shlita is still significant.
And therefore, I have to have Kavana to be Mechel that Kiddusha. Kiddush is not going to come without Kavana. Like Shari saying Mekachin Elul Das. Right? So then, I'm not saying it's its own drasha, but it's bivchinas klishar is in mekachin el das, and that has to do with the result, not the maisa. We didn't get to everything we wanted to get to yet, but let's just read a little more of the Gemara. We need to get to perhaps our most interesting topic. B'hav Reish Lakish la b'feirshet ma'alim klala edmar. Reish Lakish didn't say this b'feirsh; it's rather deep for what he said. Here is a big machlokas in the Achronim, mostly in the Shidim Gubetzos deals with it. Which part of Reish Lakish is miklala edmar? The part about Minchas Omer Shelo Lishma, or the part about Heir Mizrach Matzah? Okay. Maybe we'll get to that. Ditznan aim of being minchas bikurim minchas beim korban lo. You're not allowed to bring a mincha of bikurim or a mincha that goes with an animal a korban before the omer. Parentheses may or may not say because of mimashki Yisrael because it's not kosher. Maybe pasul if you bring his pasul. Kodem shtei alechem yavi. You also can't bring before shtei alechem. Anyone know why you can't bring anything new before shtei alechem? It says mincha chadash, so it has to be the first one. Mishun de ikru bikurim or mishun de ikru bikurim. It's actually two psukim. The Chronim discuss why you need two. It's called bikurim lashem. It has to be the first, and I think Rashi here says carbon rachis. Vimhevi kosher, but the evidence okay. From Rabbi Yitzchak and Reish Lakish, lo shanu el bar basa or vachamish asar. Well, b'shish asar mhevi kosher. Reish Lakish says mefurish. If you bring another mincha, not the giz mincha zomer, you just bring a stam mincha on the 14th or 15th of Nisan, kalshkin earlier, it's pasul. But if you bring it on the 16th of Nisan, it's kosher. Why? If you bring it on the 16th of Nisan, it's kosher. It must be because heir mizrach is matir. Because we know it can't be because eimachos zman bo b'yom. Because our papa disproved that. So it must be because heir mizrach is matir. Okay, but I want to get to. What we didn't get to on the sheet is, of course, this question of this parentheses, the Be'ina Mimashki Yisrael. Why is that in parentheses?
Because
what did it say on the side? The Birkas HaZevach took it out. And is there a sheet of Gubetzes on this? Do you have an old Gemara,
yeah.
Ben?
Yeah.
What did it say on this sheet of Gubetzes? Right, okay, so the sheet of Gubetzes also took it out. So, do these words belong here, or do they not belong here? So, there are two ways. So, obviously, whoever wrote our version of the Gemara put them in. The Birkas HaZevach and the Shidim Gubetzos were convinced they didn't belong. You can explain their machlokas in one of two ways. One way to explain their machlokas is they're having a machlokas in academic Talmud. When the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, should it interpolate Sfaras into the Mishnah, or should it not? Because this is a Mishnah Samech Chesem Beis. We know those words aren't in the Mishnah. So the Birkas HaZevach the Jim Gad says, when the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, it should quote it straight. And the Defus says, no, when the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, it often interpolates, certainly when it quotes Bryce says, it throws in Pirush in the middle, it's okay for the Gemara to throw Pirush in the middle. So maybe they're having Machlokas in academic Talmud, whether it's the Derech of Shas in most places, or at least in Seder Kachim, to interpolate, to say over the Mishnah with Taich, or to say over the Mishnah without Taich. Or maybe they're having a Lundish Machlokas. Right? Someone can guess what I prefer. Maybe they're having a Lundish Machlokas. What's the Lundish Machlokas? Well, the Defus says, you know why you're not allowed to bring a Mincha before the Omer, and you know why it's Pasul? Because Mashke Yisrael, because it's Treif. Okay, so what does the other opinion say?
says, no, maybe it's not because it's treif. I mean, it's also treif, but that's not the main reason. Maybe there's a din, a special din in kachim, of that you need a matir in kachim, that you're not allowed to bring a mincha before the omer, and which Rishon says that there's a separate drusha for kachim not to bring before the omer, and a separate drusha for chulin. Right? Because if you take our defus, the only reason you can't bring a kachim mincha before the omer is because it's treif, and then it's treif, it's not mashke Yisrael. Meaning, there's no separate din in kachim. It's just the din in kachim is a side effect of the din of kashrus. Who says no, there's a separate din in kachim? A Rishon, who's not on Bar Ilan? Rabbeinu Hillel. How'd you guess? Rabbeinu Hillel is Migdolei HaRishonim. He wrote a parish on the Sifra and the Sifrei, which was only published more recently, but he's quoted by old Rishonim Ashkenaz all over the place. He lived in the time of the earlier Bali Tosfos. And what does he say here? He quotes the Gemara that we'll see next time. That's the Chesem Beis. Just to point out, what does he say? He says that that Chodesh Kavim LaOmer Iakari LaHachi Pasol De Aser Chodesh LaGavoa. Chodesh is Aser for Gavoa before Omer. De Siva Vesem as Omer Rishis Kzirchem V'Lo Mincha Acheres Rishis Kzirchem. The Omer has to be the first. Something else can't be the first. Okay, that's a drasha which is not before Shas. And it's also Asher Lehedyo, Dechsiv, Alechem, Chal, Mikarma, Lo Sokol, Etzma, Yomazer, Avi, Achem, that's a Mefurish Pasuk, we don't keep it, that's a Mefurish Pasuk, that Chadash is Asher Lehedyo. What does he say? He says there's two Isurim of Chadash, an Isur Chadash of Hedyot, Mefurish Pasuk, and a drasha, an Isur Chadash, a Psul Chadash of Kachin. Then he would for sure erase the Amrita in Mashke Yisrael. He says, no, it's not. There's an independent drush and kachim. Why do you need to bring in Mashke Yisrael? However, the Manda Amar, who wrote the first version of our Gemara, obviously, the printed version of our Gemara, obviously, disagrees with the Rebbeinu Hillel. Says, no, there's no separate problem of kachim. No, there's no rule of kachim that you can't bring a mincha before the Omer. It's just, you can't eat before the Omer, so it's treif, so it's a technical problem in Mashke Yisrael. Okay. The machlokas in Gersa, you could decide whether it's an academic machlokas or it's a Lundish machlokas, but I just want to start with them. We'll do very briefly, and then the next time is how does that tie into a few nafkaminas and a few ways of reading the Shakla Tarya of our Gemara, and then I just want to discuss briefly some of the other points of this brisa. How about the mitzvah to wait past Heir Mizrach, the Kodesh Reish Lakas that Tosfos discusses? How about the Isser bringing before Shtei Alechem? We'll discuss very briefly. And then we'll go on to the third opinion, the opinion of Rava in the Gemara, which is a very, very difficult couple lines. And we'll discuss that in Mirz Hashem on Thursday. But we'll start with this Chakira.